Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. As outdoor activities go, fewer as relaxing as spending several hours in a canoe or kayak gliding along a beautiful stretch of water such as the San Marcos River.
You really get a sense of peace and tranquility. It's just very, very beautiful.
Melissa Parker is a river conservation coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife. She says she's working with the city of Luling and the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority to develop the state's first inland paddling trail along the San Marcos.
We were actually wanting to develop some paddling trails, and we were starting to explore places, you know, where we could do this, and this project just fell into our lap because they had a project going on in which they were wanting a water trail as well. So we just kind of mutually said, this is perfect.
Randy Engelke is Parks Director for Luling. He says the town has just taken charge of a rest area on the Highway 90 crossing of the San Marcos River, which is integral to the new paddling trail.
We will take over that rest area and clean that area up, and it will be our put-in for this paddling trail. It's a six-mile stretch of river, no homes along the river until you get within 300 yards of the old mill. So it's just a beautiful trail to paddle. You see a lot of wildlife, and the water is pretty, and the vegetation and the birds and that sort of thing. It's just a really neat section of river.
More on the Luling Paddling Trail tomorrow. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.